This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there. It's 9.06 in the morning. I see that we have you well trained. The lines are all lit up. We're looking for caller number 97. You got to be over 21 years old to join us for Alice's 21st birthday Sarah and Vinny Secret Show pool party. It's a mouthful, and you want to be there. Call now, 800-400-3697. Here's what we're doing. We're heading up to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission, and this is the third year in a row we're doing this. If you win these tickets, you get into the pool party. Just like that, you're all set. However, every day we have a grand prize winner. So of the four people who get qualified and win their way in, one of those people gets a two-night stay. So it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, and it's a pool party in the evening hours, which means, you know, you can swim, but you could also just have some drinks and listen to some music.
Sure.
It's all good.
We've got some good surprises.
What do you got?
Can I say?
I still don't have the copy for it.
Why are you holding out?
She was telling me, I think she dropped it as a tease for me.
I don't think the contracts have been totally signed yet, so we just can't say until that's done.
Well, either way, it's going to be a rollicking good time.
Okay.
Call now, 800-400-3697. We'll take caller number 97, and that is it. You're in, and you could be today's grand prize winner. Please pick up your phone if we call you tomorrow at 7 a.m.
I do hate to say it, but as a tease goes, a rollicking good time doesn't get me interested. But whatever it is that you're holding out, that could be the thing.
I don't know if it'll be your thing, but it's definitely my thing.
Oh!
It's my thing, too. Part of it.
What?
I said part of it.
I think I know what you mean. Anywho, call now and find out what the hell we're talking about at the Secret Show Pool Party Secret Show.
Are we going to have a poll there?
What? Oh, we're having a poll?
A poll?
Is that one of the surprises?
Yes, it is, Vinny.
Oh. That's exciting.
Remember that time she pole danced for us?
I sure do.
Man, that was an event.
That was an event. What was the name of that place? It had beds everywhere.
Like the Supper Club?
Yeah, the Supper Club.
Yeah.
That's a good space.
That's fun.
Anyway.
It's been a long time since we did a live Secret Show, so this one, we're going to be raring to go for this one.
If you're not teased properly by a rollicking good time, maybe you'll be interested in the possibility of a pole being somewhere near the pool, and maybe some dancing will happen.
The Fairmont Sonoma Mission in the ultimate wine country destination. I do want to mention, we're doing a regular live show the next day. Like, we're going to do our show live from there, this regular show that you're listening to right now, and that is open to the public. So if you want to come by and say hello, snap a picture, a little breakfast, et cetera, et cetera. Join us at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission. And the Secret Show is on the 28th of June. And the next morning, the 29th, we'll be doing the show live from there.
Wait, you got that wrong.
I do.
Hold on. I'm sorry.
Crunch.
I'm in July. No, I just want to make sure because people keep asking. Yes, Sarah, you are correct. 28th for Secret Show, 29th for the morning show.
Nice. It's like, I need to change my calendar if I got that wrong. I swear I have it all in there.
I'm looking ahead at July.
All right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. It's the same number people are dialing. You can also text us there. We love pictures. We love your input. Whatever you want to offer us. You got a coffee, huh?
Yep.
I have some still in here.
That's okay. I have some water in the other room. Right, thank you, though. That's very sweet of you. I know how you like those pictures people send.
650 says, bought the book on Sarah's suggestion. Starting to read it this weekend.
Oh, the Susie Orman book?
Yeah. I'm reading the Susie Orman book right now, Sarah. Thanks for the tip to read it. Lots to do, but feels good.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's pretty simple, 9 steps, but there's a lot to do in those.
I wouldn't be surprised if I've done...
You have done a few of them, for sure.
A bunch of those.
Yep.
Bought that book yesterday while listening to the podcast. Thanks, Sarah.
We are not, by the way, paid by her in any way, shape, or form. Nope. I personally benefited from that book and hope that someone else benefits from it.
Video games may equate to problem-solving skills, but an attention span of 30 seconds. I don't know.
Yeah,
a lot of...
I feel like YouTube is the reason for the 30-second time span, or attention span.
A lot of modern life is the reason for... I don't play video games, right. But I can barely watch a TV show without my laptop.
Video games, you need to concentrate. Like, I'll watch, you know, somebody trying to surmount the same thing over and over and over until they finally figure it out. Like, that, to me, takes some concentration. But, you know, whatever. Are video games good for you? Probably not. So they're just trying to find ways to work them in. Sure, you'll have problem-solving skills at work. Sure, that's true, teenagers. Keep going. And 40-year-old dudes playing. And 70-year-old dudes. Dad. My father plays video games constantly.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
Well, he should have some beers and play some games.
He's retired.
Right. 408 says, I can't even pay attention to this story because I'm having a hard time with the idea what someone named their child reality winner. I'm telling you,
that's
this
exactly
morning, as I kept looking for more stories. It only took two or three stories before I finally was able to really put it together. Like, oh, that's this chick's name. They're not referring to her as a contestant from a reality show.
The first story I read about her this morning had her name listed and put in parentheses, that really is her name.
Oh, see, I didn't see
that. I was like,
that
is a super helpful thing because I did get really stuck on the name Reality Winner.
Good job. I didn't see that one.
Yeah, I don't know what source that was.
Are you kidding? The Fireman was one of my favorite books.
Well, it's not for everybody, clearly. Somebody doesn't like it.
Oh, here's a picture of some lady in a yellow bustier.
Oh, my God,
oh, really?
Is that true?
I'm just kidding. She is in a bustier,
though. Oh, it's
actually
white, Vinny. Oh. In color, it's white.
917 says, is that naked picture of an Asian girl, a white girl, a black girl? What kind of nationality? Her face wasn't in the picture.
Just her mouth.
And I got a black and white.
I think she was a white.
Yeah, we saw the photos. It looked like a white person.
Okay.
She's just a human.
They're trying to fantasize, Sarah.
Oh, sorry. Oh, this chick's in a bustier with a little angel halo over her head.
She's cute.
Those little thigh-high things you were talking about the other day ago?
Me, when I was trying to help you with your
my fabulous
lingerie?
Look.
Yes, thigh-high pantyhose with the little clips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love them.
I don't know if I could rock that outfit. You know why? Because they'd be up on my thighs and then I'd have like chunklets hanging over the top. It's not a good look. You want this back?
No, thanks. Right. Vinny, you said the other day ago, now my 13-year-old son has been saying that for years. The other day ago. The other night ago. Yeah.
I know. That is definitely a Vinnyism I've picked up over the years.
Totally noticing Sarah isn't wearing a bra, says 559.
How can you possibly notice that? I have a jacket that totally covers...
Well, wait a minute. Are you wearing a bra?
I told you I gave those up a while ago.
So then this person's noticing it.
I have a cami on, although I did just get a good bra.
Oh, right.
Tell us about it.
Well, I will.
When it's time.
Are coming up.
I got to order mine today.
Oh, came real fast. It was easy.
What?
I'm just going to order some size.
I hope that guy playing Bachman isn't doing a David Caruso. He thinks he's a big deal leaving the show, only to not be as big as he thought he could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that, but...
He's done plenty of stuff.
He's probably got work lined up.
Mm-hmm.
And David Caruso, by the way, he's an actor. And this dude's a comedian. I think he's a writer too. Right. So he's someone who's probably, you know, going to write his own ticket.
Right.
Whereas David Caruso, you know.
I'm the star of this show. I'm going to whip off my glasses again.
Here's a role.
Was that CSI Miami?
Yeah.
What was that show called?
No, his first one was NYPD Blue.
Oh yeah, that's
NYPD
right.
Blue.
That's what he
and
left.
That first season, that show took over television completely.
Uh-huh. Right.
In the 10 o'clock time slot, it dominated. And he tapped out right then.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But then he came back.
Well, he went
and
back
was that
to...
the Miami one?
The CSI Miami was when he came back and went, I'm going to stick with the TV gig for as long as humanly possible.
Because I didn't get any movies.
Uh-huh. Right. Well, he did a movie with Nick Cage, and it wasn't a hit.
What was the name of that?
I can't remember.
They touted that. It was a big deal.
I want to say Emerald.
Like, yeah, like Crystal Glass City. Crystal Emerald Green.
That's not it. I'll tell you in a second.
Yeah.
Bachman plays I-Rock Sarah.
Who's I-Rock?
So whoever you... What is that? Ready Player One? He plays I-Rock.
Oh.
Who's that?
He's another... If I recall, he's another one of this guy's friends, the main character's friends. I gotta... You know what? I'm thinking maybe I'll reread that book. God, that's a good book.
He's been in a few movies, for sure, but the one I was thinking of is Jade.
Oh, yeah.
It was in 95.
Right after he left.
Yeah.
He was going to be a big movie star.
707 says, when we were looking for paperwork after at my dad's house after he died, we found there where he kept the key to the safe in the lock. Good grief. Well, people get lazy. You know, maybe you need to get in there once or twice over the course of a period of time, and you start going, I am so tired of...
looking for that key.
Right.
I'm just going to leave it in the lock.
That's stupid. People need to turn off their notifications when they drive because they're that bereft of self-control.
Yes.
Some people's bleeping kids, man. Yeah, there is that. I mean, I do see here's Apple saying we needed to program in the ability for you to not pick your phone up while you're driving. There is a little bit of that embarrassment factor there.
But the problem is, if no one was picking up their phone, they wouldn't need this thing.
Right.
People are picking up their phones. People are, you can tell when someone is texting, or it's ridiculous. Like, you have to avoid those people.
Well, and I can see for Apple, this is a CYA. They're getting sued.
Yep.
So they're just, okay, fine. We'll program it in. Whatever. You need us to help you keep you from picking your phone up, then we'll give you, here's an out.
Mm-hmm.
So that next time the suit comes up, they can say, look, man.
We did everything.
What do we got to do? Ride in the car with this cat?
Right.
Jesus.
Assign a personal aide to him.
No, Timmy. Don't do it.
Can you do it for me?
A lot of people wrote in as we did the tattoo story. The guy who got a tattoo. By the way, the tattoo was a Jesus tattoo.
Oh, Jesus got him.
And then the man jumped in the Gulf and found himself getting an infection in the tattoo. And he had a bad liver. And it turned out to be the death of him.
Yeah, the flesh-eating virus.
Right. While I was doing the story, I mentioned there's a stuff you put on the first day or two, and then you stop.
Right.
And you just use lotion after that, regular old.
What's it called again?
Aquaphor. We got pages of people who wrote in.
Aquaphor.
Thank you so much for helping me out, because clearly I couldn't find the word.
Mm.
And this is me flipping past the pages and pages, by the way.
It's nice that our texters...
Yeah, it is very cool.
...have our backs when we're looking for a word. We often are. It's hard. The older I get, the more often
hard,
I'm looking for words. It always seems to be when you really need a word, too, that you just can't come up with.
Searching, indexing through your head.
Right. Oy. That index is outdated.
408 says, my 19-year-old son says, N as in narwhal instead of N as in Nancy. He got it from an alphabet book we read to him as a child.
Oh, that's cute. The narwhal.
Why would anyone risk getting a tattoo, especially since they make people look so cluttered? Yeah, if you don't have them, I'd suggest you don't get them. Don't. But
if you had it to do over again, would
I wouldn't get them, especially now because I'm seeing my daughter's reaction to it. She wants tattoos.
Mm.
And if she puts one on her, she won't let you wash it.
Right.
She wants to keep it. She'll sit in the bath holding it.
Funny.
Don't touch my tattoo. Oh,
I gotta
God,
say, good tattoos art can be so beautiful.
Absolutely.
You definitely think to yourself, like, oh.
What about bad tattoos?
Bad, those are not... They're bad.
You would think that the artist would have to pay you, though, to put, here's an artist putting their work, Jesus, I'm paying for this.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of dollars an hour in some cases. Anyway, I'm addicted to it now, though. I've had a bunch of them, and now I just find myself every once a year going, you know what I need?
What?
Fill in this spot right here.
Yep. Seven tattoos, says 707, and never once told anything about not going in water.
Oh.
Well, that's... I don't know what to say about that. 2 weeks. That's what I'm told. Maybe they know I surf, and that's why they tell me.
Oh, maybe.
But I'm definitely told 2 weeks. Vinny, just wait till your kid starts watching Octonauts. You'll know all about narwhals and other sea creatures you've never heard of. My daughter heard you talking about them before and started spouting off facts.
Funny. Octonauts?
Octonauts.
With an OCT?
Yeah.
Okay.
650 says narwhal denier. Oh, Vin, that was the best.
That was pretty funny.
Well. Oh. Oh. I didn't mean that.
Shame.
Shame.
Vinny, you should have had kids the same time Sarah had kids, so you would both have had kids at the same time. Pretty cool. No, I was not. I was not ready for...
John could have babysat all the kids.
Oh, that would have been great. Vinny could have dropped your kid off at my house.
I was not.
Oh, that's funny.
In any way. I actually think it's kind of... There's risks at having kids late in life, but I'm in a much better place.
Sure.
To be a dad right now than I would have been.
That would have been a disaster.
Yes, exactly. Scary fact that you actually start losing your balance at age 25, says 240. As we talked about Ginsburg's workout regimen.
Right, right.
I mentioned anyone as you get older, you really should work on your balance.
Yep.
Any trainer should be helping you with that. There's ways.
We're getting news that the publicist for Amal and George Clooney gave birth. Well, George didn't, but she did. Gave birth to the twins, Ella and Alexander, this morning.
Aww.
Everyone
seems good.
Hey, I heard a rumor that Beyonce had her twins, too.
You know what? I saw that yesterday, and Cop said no.
Okay.
But...
But what did TMZ say? That's the
ultimate source.
What did heavier metal say? What's on heavier metal right now? Anyone check that out?
I don't know.
No.
Let's see. Another fight between Coldplay and Metallica over celery?
707 says, so basically you can operate in Vinny's living room. Yes, I put in the daytime lights into the ceiling fan, maximized the light from that one light. Because I was told it was too dark in that room. Let me solve that problem for you.
You went and got the ladder and fixed her all up.
They say 707 says if they're the pin type, they are more energy efficient, but they do suck.
Yeah.
Those lights that Bryn replaced. He climbed in. You climbed into your attic and pulled all those cone lights out?
I did, but these new, it's like a replacement for, basically, it's so that you don't have to crawl into the ceiling, but you'd have to destroy what you have in there in order to get it out.
Right.
But you can actually put it in without crawling into your attic. It's pretty cool.
Why did you crawl in the attic then?
So that I can easily replace it cleanly. You know what I mean? Because some of them were bolted down to the joists on the ceiling.
Ah, so you went up there so you could take it apart. I see.
Yes, exactly. I prefer not to, though. Crawl in the attic is really hot. Really hot.
Sure. It's like, well, it's an attic.
It was like hot yoga for me crawling around. I was like sweating, just like my whole shirt
good, it
was
feels
drenched.
Good. You knew it. You
felt
knew
good
you were
when
gunning.
I got out of there.
Sure.
Felt really good. But yeah.
It's like, ooh, so cool in here.
Mm-hmm.
You two and your projects.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not crawling in the attic.
Don't you love hearing us talk about it off the air?
It is your thing. Actually, it's cool. You guys do your thing.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And don't forget, we have a big announcement coming up at 10 o'clock. So be here for that. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9:46. We ain't going anywhere. We're not leaving. We're staying until like 10:03 because we've got a big announcement to make coming up at 10 o'clock.
Right.
Let me ask you a question.
What's the question, Vinny?
So off the air, it occurred to me when that person texted in, they said, hey, have you, I got a vasectomy and my boys are hurt as I drive down the road. And I was thinking, you girls have seen a lot of man areas.
Yeah.
Can you recognize a vasectomy? Have you ever been all, that's been... trimmed
isn't
that's
it been... no I don't think so. Isn't it internal A disconnection.
You know what
of the vas
I'm gonna
deferens?
Do for you? I'm gonna go home today.
Oh.
And I'm gonna have him drop trowel, and then I'm sure there is a little scar there.
Oh, right, because there would have been an incision.
But yeah. You didn't notice a deflation.
Well, I didn't know him before. I didn't know him before he the vasectomy.
Oh, right,
he got
right.
it during his first marriage after the second kid.
He's been cut the whole time.
Yeah. That's why we could never have, well, that was the first reason we didn't have kids.
So you wouldn't have noticed any flavor difference then?
Oh,
flavor. Vincent. Could you?
Good question, though. You know.
Well, anyway, I'll go home and look at it, and then I'll take a picture and send it to you, Vinny.
I don't want
You're
that.
Welcome.
Actually, you
Show
know what's
you
funny?
Scar.
So we're off the air, and you know, I don't know how many songs we just played, but way too many. Now, I was sitting here just waiting and waiting.
Four.
And waiting.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, you know, I'll just look it up.
Me too.
So I looked up. What did I look up?
Oh, you did too, Human?
You looked
up? No, I was waiting and waiting and waiting.
Oh, right.
Oh,
waiting,
I thought you
waiting.
Looked up the...
I'm on Vinny's side on that one.
What a couple of bitches.
I know. You guys are so whiny.
Can you recognize a vasectomy is what I searched.
Mm-hmm.
And then it said, you know, one of the things you clicked on. And there's pictures. Man, guys are just gross. It's just gross.
So you've been looking at balls during the break?
There were, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would tell you different, but nope, that's what... That's where the scar is.
Those are your people.
Where is it? Underneath? Where is it?
They can put them in different spots.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And they also mention there is a change elsewhere.
Hmm.
I don't know how to.
You can't, probably.
Maybe I'll ask his ex-wife.
Oh, that's...
She noticed a change.
You're saying production changes?
Yes. We don't need to.
Less?
I don't know, but we'll do a secret show tomorrow, so we'll be able to explore this.
Okay.
We don't need to.
If anybody would like to write to us.
No, you want
to
talk about it.
I don't. It only came up.
You clearly do.
It only came up because someone had written in, and I just had time.
925. No, Vinny, there's no difference. I've seen my husband both ways, you goof.
Well, you
goof. That person's experience is no change. However, if you would like to be a part of tomorrow's secret show, you can certainly email us anytime, Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Sarah with an H, Vinny with an IE, and put bad advice or secret show or you can't tell the difference or you can't tell the difference, whatever.
In I'll the know what it line. Means.
That'll be good. So, all right, well, we're going to take a quick break, but we will be back at 10 o'clock sharp.
Okay.
So we can do our big announcement right after these. What is it?
Oh, I thought we were going to do
it.
Can we do
no,
it?
No, it's got to be after.
No, 10 o'clock.
No,
10 o'clock.
You keep it in my hand.
10 o'clock.
It's right here.
It's okay.
Hold on, boys.
It's in my hand.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.